Ghana protesters accuse president of power grab after Chief Justice's suspension, date modified colon 2025-05-05T17 colon 26 colon 41.211Z, description colon opposition supporters say the constitution has been flouted. The president says allegations must be investigated. Ghana protesters accuse president of power grab after Chief Justice's suspension, 21 hours ago, save, Thomas Nadi and Natasha Buti. BBC News, save, Thomas Nadi / BBC, opposition supporters say it is an attack on democracy. Hundreds of opposition protesters dressed in red and black have condemned a decision by Ghana's president to suspend the country's chief justice, and are demanding that she be reinstated with immediate effect. They accuse President John Mahama of violating the constitution by failing to follow due process, and say he is interfering in the independence of the judiciary. Gertrude Torkornu was removed from her post last week pending investigations into her conduct, the first time a chief justice has been suspended in Ghana's history. Action was taken after the president said three people had sent petitions to him containing undisclosed allegations against Chief Justice Torkornu. Monday's demonstration in Accra was led by the main opposition New Patriotic Party, NPP, who were in power when Chief Justice Torkornu was appointed by then-President Nana Akufo-Addo 2 years ago. The NPP's national organizer Nana Bokayadam told the BBC her treatment was politically motivated and an attack on democracy. Also taking part in the protests were three smaller opposition groups. The opposition's demands echo those made by the Ghana Bar Association last week. The grouping of top legal professionals said suspending the Chief Justice was unconstitutional and President Mahama must reverse it. But that view is not shared by all. A number of lawyers in the country argue it is within the president's power to act when there is evidence of misconduct by a public officer, no matter the position. This view is also backed by the president's supporters. By law, Chief Justices in Ghana enjoy security of tenure, which means that they remain in office until retirement. Yet Ghana's constitution does empower the president to appoint, suspend, or even fire the Chief Justice where there is evidence of wrongdoing, including incompetence and misbehavior. However, some Ghanaians argue due process has not been followed in this instance. One protester, Sirwa Akoto, told the BBC, "The judiciary is under attack and we want the right thing to be done. Why is he suspending the Chief Justice?" Thomas Nadi / BBC, Sirwa Akoto, who was at the protest in Accra, says the judiciary is under attack. Also at the protest was Charles Atang, who told the BBC, "We want to send a strong signal to the president. Yes, indeed, he has all the powers as a president, but the way he is attacking our judiciary is very alarming, and we the youth will not sit for him to do whatever he wants to do." Chief Justice Torkornu is the third woman to hold the position in Ghana. Since winning power, Mahama's National Democratic Congress has stepped up accusations of bias in her rulings of high-profile political cases, which she denies. She is expected to be summoned to answer questions in person in front of a committee investigating the allegations against her. More BBC stories about Ghana. An African pope would be inspirational. I was duped into leaving London for school in Ghana, but it saved me. Ghana wants more for its cashews, but it's a tough nut to crack. Getty Images / BBC. Go to bbcafrica.com for more news from the African continent. Follow us on Twitter at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa, or on Instagram at BBCAfrica. BBC Africa Podcasts, Africa Daily, Focus on Africa, Ghana, Africa.